poll, 78% of Americans want conflict with Iran to end now. By Amy Furr on June 21, 2026. A majority of Americans want the United States to end the war with Iran now, according to a recent CBS News/YouGov poll. The survey, which was taken Wednesday through Friday, asked participants, the conflict with Iran, what should the U.S. do now? CBS reported Sunday. 78% said the nation should end the conflict now, while 22% said continue the conflict until Iran gives up more. The poll also surveyed Republicans, asking them, what should the U.S. do now? 60% of all Republicans said the nation should end the conflict now, and 56% of MAGA Republicans agreed. 40% of Republicans said the nation should continue the conflict until Iran gives up more, while 44% of MAGA Republicans agreed. This CBS News/YouGov survey was conducted with a nationally representative sample of 2,519 U.S. adults interviewed between June 17 to 19, 2026. The sample was weighted to be representative of adults nationwide according to gender, age, race, and education, based on the U.S. Census American Community Survey and Current Population Survey, as well as 2024 presidential vote. The margin of error is plus or minus 2.4 points, the article noted. The news of the poll came after President Donald Trump signed his copy of the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to end the hostilities with Iran following the G7 on Wednesday at the Palace of Versailles, with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian signing his copy remotely, Breitbart News reported Thursday. The outlet said a national survey from Qantas found the signed preliminary agreement had a strong majority approval rating among American voters. President Trump confirmed he had signed the MO, and some details would be ironed out in the next 60 days, according to Breitbart News. The deal's all signed. And the Strait of Hormuz is already partially opened. As you know, they're doing a little hunting for a couple of mines that they've already found, but it's essentially ships are starting to go out now. On Friday it will be completely opened, Trump said. We got along very well with Iran. It's a different set of leaders. As you know, the first set is gone, the second set is gone, and we found the third set to be very smart, strong, very smart, but we ended up making a deal. I felt badly that we had to go back on the attack for two nights, and I thought a third, but we made it before that happened. But I think a lot of great things are going to happen with the Middle East right now. And very importantly, the oil is plummeting down. And the stock market is shooting up like a rocket. Today, like record kind of numbers, he added. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Switzerland early Sunday for the first direct U.S.-Iran talks since the signing of the MOU, Breitbart News reported. The negotiations will play out against a backdrop of rising tensions over the Strait of Hormuz and renewed fighting between the Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorist group and Israel threatened to upend the fragile diplomatic process, the outlet said.